WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Peter King, and we have breaking news. Hamas has released two American hostages. White House correspondent Christina Ruffini.
We don't know a lot. Look, our Margaret Brennan has confirmed that a diplomat tells her Hamas has released two U.S. hostages, a mother and a daughter. We're expecting to hear more from the Israelis and hopefully from the White House behind me here shortly. But as you know, hostage negotiations are always very, very delicate. So we tend to hear nothing. And then they wait until they are safely in either U.S. custody or a friendly government's custody.
And we're told that the hostages are in Red Cross custody right now. It appears that Egypt is about to open up its border to let some humanitarian aid into Gaza. President Biden earlier this afternoon.
I believe that within the next 24 to 48 hours, the first 20 trucks will come across with aid.
There have been plenty of demonstrations in this country since Israel's war with Hamas started almost 2 weeks ago, but there's been a blanket ban on protests that's temporarily been lifted in Egypt. CBS's Chris Livesay in Cairo.
There haven't been mass protests since then for the very simple reason that they've been completely outlawed, no matter what the cause. Until now, the government has lifted the ban specifically for today to give people a sort of release valve for all this pent-up anger that's been generated by this conflict just across the border.
Another former Trump attorney has pled guilty to trying to subvert the 2020 election, Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
It means that Ken Chesbrough, who actually was a president's lawyer, is on record saying that he was involved in sending false slates of presidential electors to Congress.
His sentence includes probation, community service, a fine, and a letter of apology to be written for illegally trying to overturn the election on Trump's behalf. It's now 0-3 for Ohio Republican Jim Jordan in his quest to become House Speaker.
The total number of votes cast is 429, of which the Honorable Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 194.
20.
The Honorable Hakeem Jeffries.
25 Republicans voted against Jordan, leaving him far short of a win. No word on if he'll try for a fourth time. In Washington County, Maryland, law enforcement is looking for the man they say shot and killed a judge last night in his driveway. Sheriff Brian Albert.
This was a targeted attack on Judge Wilkerson. We've identified Pedro Argote, 49, of Frederick, Maryland, as a suspect in this case. Argote is not in custody and is considered armed and dangerous.
And hours before he was shot, Judge Andrew Wilkinson had presided over a hearing involving Argote's divorce. Wall Street, the Dow is down 116. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Cameron Hall.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking hunters to avoid placing their deer stands in or around ash trees. The invasive emerald ash borer insect has spread throughout the state, and infested trees could unexpectedly snap or drop a large branch. To make matters more difficult, it can be hard to tell if a particular tree is already infested. Due to the unstable nature of the infested trees, setting up a tree stand in one could lead to serious injury. Proposed legislation in Wisconsin could require impaired drivers to pay child support if they cause a crash that kills a parent or guardian. According to a WPR report, current law says someone convicted of a crime could be ordered to pay restitution based on factors like their ability to pay and the needs of the victim's dependents. Under the two proposed bills, the judge would have the discretion to set the amount of child support based on the finances of a surviving parent and standard of living of the child. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars, workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Luke Mathers on the board. Also, our guest host for this Friday, the 20th of October, 2023. Glad to have you along with us in hour number two of the big show. Coming up later this hour, we will get to a little talk of sports. Wisconsin taking on Illinois in college football. Of course, you can hear that game. Wisconsin Badger football streaming on the Civic Media app. Download it to your favorite Apple or Android device today. You can also hear it over the air if you're listening in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, or Racine and Kenosha. Otherwise, listen to it on the Civic Media app. Great broadcast team of Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher. Also, coming up this hour, going to continue to talk a little bit more about this weird behavior of 3rd District Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden suddenly taking off, leaving the country when his party, when his caucus needs him most to elect a speaker. You would think that his constituents that he represents in western Wisconsin, in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, La Crosse, Stevens Point, Richland Center, Prairie du Chien, Platteville, just to name a few, you would think that those people would want their elected congressman to be doing his job to try to get a Speaker of the House. Instead, he self-anointed himself, apparently, as some sort of envoy diplomat. It is over there in Israel. Not quite sure what his purpose is. 844-967-2789, if you'd like to join us. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Bill in Oconomowoc, you've been very patient, held to the break. We appreciate it, my friend. Bill, thanks for joining us. What say you?
I'm Van Orden. You know, it's just another crazy, leaving the caucus of chaos. All these people, all of them, I mean, they can't even get a speaker straight. They can't do anything. They're helpless. It's time America steps up and does two things. One, demand the Department of Justice start reeling them in, start prosecuting them. They broke their oath of office. They participate in terrorist activity. Many of them, I can even name names, participated in illegal electoral college. They've all committed crimes, yet we sit here and say, oh, look, what about this? What about this? Give me a break, folks. Somebody's got to be the adult in the room. But yet we can't find that adult. So what do I propose? One, I'd be glad if somebody wants to be part of it. We have our own ethics, the Wisconsin Voters Ethics Council, and demand their resignation or to be prosecuted. How long are we going to put up with this stuff? Van Orden isn't the only one. And even what he's doing, you said, well, this doesn't make sense. What have the Republicans done that makes sense? They haven't. They just want to obstruct and take care of their donors, and that's all they do. And in their solution, everything is a tax cut. Well, I'm sorry, America doesn't want that. And when they have the gall to say the American people demand what they're doing, you got it. That's what just tells you they're in La La Land. So yeah. Thanks for giving me a shout out or a chance to vent my spleen. But come on, America, stop sitting on your hands.
Appreciate it, Bill. Bill LeConnemoc, you can join us as well, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, I get Bill's passion and his anger, frustration maybe is a better word. I share a lot of that. If I'm being honest, I'm not sure what Derek Van Orden is doing is illegal or unethical necessarily. He is a sitting United States congressperson. They get a budget. They have a certain purview. I think it's really up to the voters of the 3rd District to hold him accountable next fall. From the text line, you can text us, remember, via the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Here from WMDX, a caller says, I can't help but feel like this is just a publicity stunt, which, you know, I think that's fair. There's been a lot of also from WMDX, another caller saying there's been a lot of negative news around him lately, so he could be trying to wipe the slate clean. I think that's a good point, Luke, because, again, we've seen this. You know, the guy got caught by TSA in Iowa a year or so, 2 years ago, carrying a loaded firearm, basically got a slap on the hand for that. He verbally abuses a teenager at a library in Prairie du Chien in southwest Wisconsin because he was ticked off that they had a gay pride or LGBTQ plus display of books, went so far as to check all of them out of the library he could find. Then he admittedly was drinking alcohol, which, again, members of Congress are able to do in their offices, late night here a couple, 3 months ago, and then took some people on a tour and ran into some Senate pages. The Senate was still in session. And teenage high school Senate pages from Wisconsin, it was their next to last day. And as tradition holds, they were lying on their back looking up at the dome of the Capitol in the rotunda, a spectacular sight, and taking photos to remember the occasion, as many people do. And Derek Van Orden ran into them or encountered them and went off, dropping S-bomb, S-word, and F-bombs. I mean, a complete profanity-laced verbal assault. And the thing is, he doesn't deny any of this. Everything I've just told you, I'm not using the word allegedly because he doesn't deny any of it on the record. He simply says that he was upset by the behavior. This is not well person behavior. And now he leaves the country on some wacky self-proclaimed mission when his constituents need the most here at Wisconsin. Come back more after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, slight chance of rain, lows around 45. For Saturday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 56 and northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 54.
It's 60 at our studios.
A little early, Luke, about an hour early, but we'll get there.
I just wanted people to know.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, along with Luke Mathers today for now on Civic Media. But yes, in less than an hour.
Today for now.
Well, you never know what tomorrow might bring. I know, right? But next hour, I am filling in and always happy to do. It's an honor, quite frankly. To fill it in.
I think it's a requirement of the title of president of the Matt Flynn fan club to guest host every now and then.
And we haven't done it. That's the thing. That's what, you know, I have not really sat down and like had a drink and really talked to Matt since we've been working together now for almost a year. But I really want to do that because he's the kind of guy that he has so much experience, Navy veteran, attorney, former two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He has the war stories. You could just sit down and have a beverage and just be thoroughly entertained, and I wouldn't have to say a word. I could just sit there and listen. That's exactly what I want to do. So we gotta work that out. We have to have some Matt and Todd time here moving forward.
Sounds nice.
Right? You can join us if you want.
It wouldn't be Matt and Todd time then, though. Well, you can't.
Well,
you can't
Matt time and Luke time.
Okay. All right. Just something different then. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, join us at 3 o'clock hour. Taking your calls, taking you to the front lines of history, as Matt would say, on Matt Flynn Direct coming up at 3 o'clock. We will tell you what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. Hakeem Jeffries is still the Democratic leader. He is still getting all the Democratic votes. That is not the same for Jim Jordan, who continued to lose votes on a third round on the floor, only got 194. Then they went to a closed caucus, and in secret ballot, it is reported that Jordan lost 112 to 86, only had 86 votes in a closed caucus, and now reports are Jim Jordan has said he is out. He is not going to run again.
How long is that going to last, though? Because he said yesterday that he was not going to run for a third ballot, and then we had a third ballot this morning.
See, you're too young. You're too young as an old guy now. You know, I remember the 1992 election. And in 1992, you had Ross Perot, of course, you know, on Larry King Live, he announced, and then he was in. He was out, and you know, there was a great Saturday Night Live sketch with Dana Carvey playing both roles of Larry King and Ross Perot.
Interesting. And yeah, I'll have to go look it up.
Oh, it's fantastic. And you know, and the fact is, it really wasn't that much off the actual thing. It was pretty true what actually happened on the show. And Ross Perot was like, Larry, I'm out. I'm not going to do it. And then King would go out, Larry, I'm back in. I'm back. And that's pretty much what's happening right now in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so that sums it up perfectly.
So this is a little data, and this shows you how quickly things are moving. This is from yesterday afternoon, this clip we're going to play for you, I believe from CNN. This was some of the Republican reaction from the House GOP membership reacting to Jim Jordan's latest plan, which happened today, which was to forge ahead with a third vote. So these comments came after yesterday's number two vote in which Jordan lost again, and we're being told that Jordan wanted to do yet a third vote. These were the reactions from Republicans on the Hill yesterday.
The new idea right now, I'm told, is that Jim Jordan is going to get behind this resolution to temporarily empower interim Speaker Patrick McHenry until January. Right now, he can only oversee floor votes related to the Speaker's race. He cannot move legislation. And Jordan thinks that this will give him more time to really build support for his speakership bid. But there are a lot of risks to this plan. First of all, it is very unclear that that's going to win over any holdouts. I talked to one of them, Mario Diaz-Balart. He said this does nothing to change his mind about a Jim Jordan speakership. And then the other risk for Jordan is that this is already sparking fierce pushback from members of his own party, conservative members who had been backing him for speaker. They say they do not like the plan of empowering Speaker McHenry. I caught up with some of them earlier today. Let's take a listen to what they said.
It's absurd. It's the biggest FU to Republican voters I've ever seen. It's a big mistake. It's a big mistake.
How many Republicans?
And over half the Republicans in that room are against it.
I don't think it's the right way. The speaker drama is not going to go away with extra time.
I don't know why this is happening, so I'm very disappointed.
Oh, hell no. No, no, no. Hades, no. We're elected to lead, not kick the can down the road.
So I'm sorry, no. I forgot. That should have been edited on the front end. We got a little analysis there from the CNN reporter. That's fine. But the point is that that was the reaction from Republicans. Yeah, and these are not, you know, weak in terms of like conservatives saying, oh, you're a rhino. These are standard bearer conservatives, many of them Trump supporting Republicans who are just like, hell no. No, we're not
Hades. No,
Hades. No,
we're, I don't know if I've ever heard that term before.
Never have either. No, but they're like, we are not going down this road, and that was less than 24 hours ago. And here today, apparently Jordan decided not to pursue the vacating. So what happened was on the internet early this morning, it was circulating. There was a snapshot from the Associated Press of a resolution to vacate the chair, in other words, to get rid of Speaker Pro Tem McHenry. And people are like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Well, apparently, according to parliamentarians, you would have to vacate the chair in order to further empower McHenry as the permanent, or whatever you want to call it, speaker. So there's a lot of, you know, parliamentarian, you know, inside baseball stuff going on. But I think that clip shows you that even from, I hate to call them mainstream Republicans, but they call themselves that.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of those people.
Right. They're just like, no, this is done. This is over. And yet they forged ahead. Jordan lost by even bigger margin. And now even in closed caucus. Meanwhile, here's what Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, said about 8 o'clock our time this morning in the gaggle to the press.
To end Social Security as we know it. He wants to end Medicare as we know it. Doesn't believe that President Biden was elected in 2020. That's disrespectful to the American people. Jim Jordan wants to impose a nationwide abortion ban, and he is the poster child for MAGA extremism. We are saying to our traditional Republican colleagues, good men and women on the other side of the aisle, end the attachment to the extremist Jim Jordan and join with Democrats in finding a bipartisan path forward.
I mean, that's leadership, Luke. That's a guy who, like, has his act together, is confident in his own abilities, calls out facts on the other side, saying, look, and again, this is before this third vote on Jim Jordan, saying, look, this guy is the guy who is, they literally, in their nominating speeches, and Kevin McCarthy gave today's, by the way, not making that up. Kevin McCarthy gave the nominating speech for the third vote for Jim Jordan. And again, they pointed out that cutting Social Security and Medicare was part of the agenda. And Hakeem Jeffries is like, look, this does not square up with most of the American people. And why don't you come over, at least some, you know, thoughtful Republicans, and join us? But I mean, the guy's steady. I think he's fantastic.
I don't disagree with that. I just don't know if that's... everybody keeps floating this coalition government as a possibility out of this, and I don't see that happening.
I think it's very a slim, slim chance.
I think it would be great. I just... We're not living in an episode of the West Wing, folks. Like, it's not like one of those things where the symphony is going to play in the background and it's all kumbaya into the sunset. Like, this is... I don't know.
And people are pointing this out. Even if this fantasy of 5, 6, 7 Republicans would cross over and somehow make Hakeem Jeffries the technical speaker, he still couldn't get anything done without those Republicans joining all the Democrats on the vote. So how much he could actually get done in the House, you know, I mean, Republicans would still control the agenda just because if they stuck together, just because they have more votes. So you and you and I both well know well that any Republican, city Republican that would cross over and vote for Jim Jordan for speaker right now, you're done. You're toast. You'll get primaried in your district. So you have to say, look, I'm okay with losing my seat.
I don't know about that because there are, correct me if I'm wrong, Wisconsin has two Republican Biden districts that are represented by Republican members of Congress, right?
In Wisconsin, I'm not sure if they're necessary.
The new district's drawn for the first and the third, I believe, the Stiles seat and Van Orden seat.
I don't know if Biden won those or not. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I would have to see because they were drawn after the 2020 election. So, but I would assume that those two are the closest swing districts that we have here in the state of Wisconsin. And you would think that a then decision for those two current members of Congress, Brian Stile in Janesville, Kenosha area, and Derek Van Orden in the western portion of Wisconsin, that they would be two of the Republican congressmen that are considering the fact that they are in a more competitive district and therefore shouldn't be voting for Jim Jordan as Jeffries pointed out, pretty extreme candidate to be the Speaker of the House. But they're clearly not doing that. All of the Republican delegation for Wisconsin backed Jim Jordan in all three of the votes. Yeah. I'd be interested to know if the individuals here that represent Wisconsin in that closed caucus meeting that Republicans held today, where you see 86 Republicans, I would like to know where Wisconsin's Republican congressmen come down on that vote. But it's a secret ballot, Todd, and we don't get to know the results of that one. But don't you think Wisconsinites should get to know?
Well, of course. Of course.
Shouldn't there be some pressure applied to six Republican congressmen here in Wisconsin that voted publicly, possibly, for Jim Jordan? They all did. They all voted publicly. Van Orden, I guess, missed the third ballot this morning.
It is real.
But everybody, I would be curious to know where that delegation, those six individuals, voted in the secret ballot.
I bet they'd all tell you they voted for Jim Jordan.
Publicly, that's what they're saying, but I don't know if their secret ballots represent that, Todd.
It reminds me of when my former boss, Dale Schultz, ran for majority leader in 2004. And of course, Fitzgerald, it was all lined up because his brother was the assembly speaker. Fitz's brother is going to be the brother's Fitz at controlling the legislature. And so Fitz thought he had it in the bag. Well, Dale had run against Ron Kind in the 3rd District that year, and he'd been all over the state. Of course, Kind beat him, but Dale did well, and it allowed him to kind of network with his caucus. And so Dale worked the phones quietly and just said, you know, I appreciate the consideration. Here's why I'm running. And we went into that caucus and voted, and Dale won by one vote. And Fitz and his team were shocked and stunned. And the press went to everybody and asked them who you voted for, and everybody and it came up in the public that Fitz had one more vote than Dale, so the question was who was lying, and it turned out Mary Lozick, from over by Milwaukee, she had told both Dale and Fitz that she had voted for them and told the press that she had voted for Fitz, but she voted for Dale.
I'm just saying, secret ballots are secret for a reason, but I think Wisconsinites should know. Yes. If I was a Republican voter, I would want to know my congressman, if they're making one decision in private and one publicly, why they're making those differences and why it doesn't match between the two.
The mysteries of life, we shall never know, perhaps. We're going to come back. Top new teams for Milwaukee soccer team. We'll tell you what they are. Do you agree? And the Wisconsin Badgers play on the road in Illinois. Luke and I will discuss. Take your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network on the Matt Flynn Network.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
CBS News special report. Two Americans being held in Gaza are now former hostages and headed to freedom. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Hamas says it released two Americans, a mother and her daughter. Israel confirmed the release, and reports say the two were handed over to the Red Cross. The plan is that they will cross the border from Gaza into Egypt and from there be returned to Israel.
Foreign Affairs correspondent Pamela Falk says there's been a lot of back and forth regarding humanitarian aid.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited the Egyptian side of the Rafah crossing Friday and urged all sides to open humanitarian routes into Gaza. And
President Biden says it could start flowing in from Egypt as soon as tomorrow.
I got a commitment from the Israelis and the President of Egypt that the crossing would be open. The highway had to be repaved because it was very bad shape.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin soldier who fled to North Korea in July will be charged with desertion. Travis King of Racine reportedly spent 2 months in North Korea and faces up to 3 years in prison for desertion if he's convicted. The motives that led King to run into North Korea are not yet known. He was recently released from a South Korean detention facility. In addition to the desertion charges, King has also been accused of possessing explicit images of a minor. A Wisconsin family will set out on a massive undertaking this weekend, attempting to break the world record for the largest grilled cheese sandwich ever made. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, Dominic Pallera and his two nephews will travel to Milwaukee tomorrow and attempt to build a sandwich bigger than 5 feet by 10 feet and half an inch by 2.5 inches. Locals can visit the Tripoli Shrine Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow to watch the final stages of cooking the giant sandwich and maybe even get to take a slice for themselves. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Todd Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33, October 20th, 2023. Mr. Luke Mathers on the board, in for Mr. Zommers.
Yeah. Getting a little help from Stevie Wonder to sing Mr. Todd Alba, a happy birthday. One day early, but a happy birthday, Todd.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, time marches on. And
you were going to let this one sneak by, and I said, was. No.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't going to say, because my birthday is tomorrow. And so
you're like, I lucked out. Yeah, it's a Saturday. I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. No, sirree.
And then we had another thing that we got to invite you and the whole staff. And I said, well, I can't go this weekend. You're like, oh, what's going on? I said, well, it's my birthday. And so I'm doing a couple other things, I think.
You said it at a much lower decibel level than that, though. You were kind of just like, oh, yeah, I can't go because it's my birthday. And I was like, what was that? What was that? And I, too, see, this is the fun thing about birthdays. Yes. I don't like mine. Like, I'm not a big birthday.
See, you're still young.
I understand that, but I don't like my, it's like an attention thing. I just don't like my, like, I don't like the attention on me. I like celebrating other people's birthdays. So that's a lot of fun. But to me, I'm kind of just like, yeah, it's just another day. And I have successfully, some years gone, with very few people besides, like, the Facebook stuff, because that becomes the catalog keeper of birthdays now. But I've been kind of, you know, just casually able to go about it and not have to have a whole lot of hoopla. But then you like me, tried to not get a whole lot of hoopla, and I was like, "No, we're gonna give Todd a little hoopla on his show."
Thank you. I appreciate it. I nothing wrong with it. I don't, you know, I enjoy a good party, but I just always feel uncomfortable when it's me.
Exactly.
You know? And so,
exactly, I'm with you on that.
And so I don't mind celebrating my birthday, but like you, I would rather be with family or friends and do something and whatever, you know.
Yeah. Understandable.
We'll have more of that in our final segment here, kind of what we're thankful for and talk. Yes, I don't care. I'll tell people I'm 54 tomorrow. 54.
There you go. You don't look a day over 53.
Well, thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you so
very
much.
Was right there. I had to do it. I apologize.
Says the man with all his hair yet. Just wait.
See, I don't want to be mean because it's going to come back and get me. I know.
Well, we appreciate it. It's I don't mind. I've told people the worst birthday for me was 25 because I got to that. I thought at best I have 3 more rounds of this left. And the first 25 went just like that. And honestly, that was my worst birthday so far.
Really?
25. Yeah. Yep. So I got over that. Now it's just kind of like, I'm thankful to be here.
There you go.
So more on that later. Thank you, Luke Mathers. We appreciate it. I want to change gears a little bit. I want to get into some sports stuff. But again, we'll have more news for you in the next hour. With Matt Flynn Direct, he is on a little vacation today. I'll be filling in that chair. We'll update you on all the rest of the news, bring you to the front lines of history. But right now, let's go to the front lines of soccer in Milwaukee. This afternoon, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Ricardo Torres, and this is fantastic, by the way, because you don't want Bob Smith or you know, Todd Allball reporting on soccer. You want a guy by the name of Ricardo Torres. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, that's exactly what you want if you're a soccer fan. Final 10 names revealed for Milwaukee Pro Soccer Club. Final name, crest and branding to be released later. And with full credit, our colleague and friend who is on maternity leave right now, Kristen Bry, I believe she and Jane did a whole segment on this. I remember listening to it like when they were trying to solicit names. I think they had somebody on from the team, actually.
Yeah, I think his name is escaping me right now. But Bart Winkler, I believe, is working with Milwaukee Pro Soccer. And I believe Bart joined Kristen and Jane. Yes.
It was a great show.
I'd be curious to know if any of the suggestions they aired on that episode into the final 10.
How should we do it? Should we ask people to call in with names, or should we just tell them and then see which one you like the best? And this is in particular for our listeners down in the Shaw, WAUK, in Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Racine, Kenosha area, but it's for everybody. This is the only professional. Well, I mean, yeah. Madison has the Flamingos.
The Forward. Madison Forward. Yeah.
Oh, but the Flamingos is the...
Flamingos the mascot. Sorry. Yeah.
See,
Forward FC is the... It's okay. Right.
But I went to my first one this year, by
the
way.
You did? I didn't get to one this season yet. I wanted to go, and then it unfortunately fell through.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I told Zomers about this. So my dear friend Joe Berkland, who I went out to his wedding in Denver a while back, his bachelor party, part of the bachelor party... was going to a Flamingos game.
You did mention this,
And Joe was, we paid, I guess, or chipped in, and Joe got to take a shot at the goal before the game started. And we all had a beer in our hands, went down the field. It was fantastic. And the goalie, the forward goalie, says to my friend Joe Berkland, he goes, where are you going to shoot it? And Joe goes, upper left quarter. And the guy goes, yeah, you're not going to make it. And then Joe's like, all right, we'll see. He was a starting quarterback at UW Platteville and then played professional football, American football in Europe. All right. Had never had never.
It's a weird place to play American football.
Yeah, in Germany, and they won. And they won the conference championship. The firsties. Oh. The firsties in Germany. That was the name of the team.
The firsties.
Exactly.
The firsties.
Did you run into one on your European vacation?
I did not see one on my European vacation. There was a lot of empty glasses, so I wasn't thirsty.
No, firsties. Oh,
my
thirsty,
bad. My bad.
Firsties.
The accent, I threw it off. Right.
Anyway, so Joe gets, he never claims, and Joe's a pretty honest guy, claims he had never kicked a soccer ball in his life. But he has, he's one of these fitness guys. He used to be my trainer. He looks like Adonis out there, for God's sake. You know, and so he's a fit guy, an athletic guy, goes out there, and they blow the whistle, and by golly, Joe nails it, goes right past the goalie's hands, into the net. It was fantastic.
There you go.
So that was my experience at Madison Forward. So soccer is, my football used to call it a kick in the grass. But I mean, it's a Vitus rip. But remember, that was 1988, 87, when soccer wasn't big here. But now, of course, it is. So here now, yesterday, Milwaukee Pro Soccer, the group running the effort to give the team life, announced it was partnering with Kramer Crasselt, I don't know, a Milwaukee-based marketing agency, better get a better name, to create the branding and crest for the club. A fan advisory vote narrowed more than 4,000 options. Wow, 4,000 options for names, 10 are left. And here they are. Take your calls. Which one of these do you think is the best? Number one, and I think that, I don't know, Kristen or Greg, somebody thought this was good, Milwaukee Tall Boys. Milwaukee Tall Boys. That's, you know, a beer thing. The Milwaukee Barons have made the cut. Goodland or Goodland. I don't know. Goodland. I would say Goodland.
It's Goodland is what Milwaukee is in Algonquin. So it's the Goodland is Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee Brigade is also on there. Lake Effect.
I like that one.
Like that?
That's a good one. All right. I'm a big fan of that one. Because it would be... Lake Effect FC football club, usually. So Lake Effect FC.
That's pretty good.
I think it's good.
Yeah, I like that one. Fresh Coast.
That one's FCFC. So it's FC squared. Fresh Coast Football Club. So I like that one, too.
All right. Milwaukee Iron. That's very strong.
Yeah. You know? A little cold, too, though.
Iron, right? Cream City. Cream City Football Club. 1846 Milwaukee.
So the founding year. Right. Okay.
Not bad. And the final suggestion for a Milwaukee Pro Soccer Club, Milwaukee Industrial.
I don't like that one as much.
So the choices are Milwaukee Tall Boys, Milwaukee Barons, Goodland, Milwaukee Brigade, Lake Effect, Fresh Coast, Milwaukee Iron, Cream City, 1846 Milwaukee, or Milwaukee Industrial. Which one do you like? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The top vote getter this afternoon on our show will be the winner of the...
There you go. That's how we're picking it, folks.
That's how we're picking it.
The marketing firm that Todd can barely announce tasked us here on the Todd Alba Show to pick the name, pick the winner.
Stranger things have happened, I suppose.
Have they? Have they?
Well, this week, yes.
I'm telling you, they did a bracket back when there was, in the narrowing down process of these 4,000-plus entries, they were doing brackets of, like, head-to-head, which ones would be best. And several of those ones were, I thought, really good contenders, and I'm not surprised. Milwaukee Industrial, kind of a little surprised that one made the list, but the Fresh Coast FC, that one I'm that I think might be my top choice. FC squared.
It's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
One of our texters from the Shaw, WAUK, says, why not Milwaukee Cheese Curds? Well, it was probably on the list of whatever it was, 1,000 names or whatever, but it did not make the cut.
The curds.
The curds.
I don't think you need Milwaukee Curds.
Right.
That would be a good one, too. Yeah, it didn't make the cut,
The Milwaukee Curds won going away.
That joke's best in print, though. That's not necessarily the best audio medium joke, but that's okay.
I found that out in real time, but that's fine. You know, there's not a lot of dress rehearsal. Okay.
No. We're flying by the seat of our pants here, folks.
Here's a WMDX here in Madison. West from Middleton says those forward Madison FC games are fire. Very excited for some Milwaukee Pro Soccer as well. I am too. It's I was super impressed when I went to the game this year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The flock, the fans. Yeah. You could say game. Nobody's gonna fault you for it. I'm a little upset with myself that I haven't got a chance. They're in the playoffs.
Yes,
for Madison.
Yeah.
So I think that game's this weekend. I have to look it up. I believe there's a watch party
right here on Civic Media. So wouldn't that be fantastic though? If we were?
That would be a good one to get. Yeah. But the club is doing well. They had some. Little coaching the changes made this last offseason, but the forward have been really putting it together on the field this year, on the pitch this year, as some would say.
Yeah, I think Ted Lasso's did a great job with the forwards. So.
But it's going to be very exciting when this Milwaukee professional soccer team comes to town.
Also from WAUK and the Shaw, saying, quote, they are round and fresh, just like the Todd Allball show.
The Kurds are.
Well, that's true. You realize I have gained almost 10 pounds in the year I've been doing this show? It's too much sitting and preparing and not enough walking.
Well, you can walk and prepare, can't you?
Well, it's hard to have a computer in front of you when you do that.
You got to get one of those desks that's like the peanut delivery guy. The peanut delivery guy. You like put it around your shoulders and you got the beer delivery at AmFam Field.
I always wanted to do that job.
Yeah, realize you just need one of those things, and then you can walk around with your computer in front of you.
I don't brag about myself often, but do you know? He gave me a look like I do. Oh, my God. Am I really that egotistical?
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Anyway, there was a time for many years when I held the record for number of programs sold at the Chicago Bears training camp in Platteville, Wisconsin. I sold over 500 programs in one session.
Oh, yeah? Did you get your name on a plaque somewhere? Yeah, is it notarized?
You got to have the right voice. I'm standing back, so you're going to be like, program here! Program here! You got to get that rhythm, you understand? It can't just be like, program here. Anybody want a program? Like, dude, you want a program? No, you got to have it. That was honed during several Milwaukee Brewer baseball games. You know, bear here! Bear! You don't pronounce the whole thing. It's the voice inflection.
Okay.
And then kind of the showmanship when you sell it.
Folks, you're tuned in for a masterclass today on the Todd Alba Show.
Anyway, what do you think of these names? We'll run them down one more time. These have made the cut now for the top name suggestion. The final round here, one of these names will be the official name for your new Milwaukee pro soccer team. Number one, Milwaukee Tall Boys. Number two, Milwaukee Barons. Three, Goodland. Four, Milwaukee Brigade. Five, Lake Effect. Six, Fresh Coast. Number seven, Milwaukee Iron. Number eight, Cream City. Number nine, 1846 Milwaukee. And the final version, number 10, Milwaukee Industrial. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to weigh in on that. Very quickly, although time is running out I'm trying to figure out what clock I'm on. There's lots of clocks these days.
It's okay.
It's a room full of clocks.
It's all clocks.
It's all clocks.
It's clocks and sports tangents and speaker vote updates and all of the important things you need on a Friday afternoon.
At least it's not like our former governor, Clocks and Tables, or Lieutenant Governor, pardon me about that. Anyway, we're going to come back and tell you what we're thankful for, a little Mimosa Friday, and a special ending to our show today. The last one from 1 until 3, we go to noon starting on Monday. Back with Luke and Todd after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And it's Todd's birthday.
We know the key to unity of all people is in the dream that you had so long ago.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, slight chance of rain, lows around 45. For Saturday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 56 and northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 54.
It's 60 at our studios.
The Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from national news. Associated Press, ABC, CBS, depending upon your station in the Civic Media Network of stations across Wisconsin. A quick check of weather, and then it's Matt Flynn Direct. Always going to get right to it. Matt Flynn on a little vacation. Yours truly will be filling in the big host chair, beautiful leather chair that it is. We'll be filling in Matt Flynn Direct. Join us next hour here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And before we move on, Luke, have some votes in for these names for the new Milwaukee Pro Soccer Club. Caller from Waukesha says first vote is for same as yours, FC Squared.
Fresh Coast Football Club.
Thank you, Fresh Coast Football Club. And also number two vote, Milwaukee. What? Milwaukee Barons, if Charlie is the mascot.
Instead of Barons, B-A. Again, another, it's a wordplay, but again, it doesn't really work on the audio medium, but instead of Barons, which is B-A-R-R-O-N-S, as one of the finalists for this club name is, I'd be Milwaukee Barons, Charlie Barons.
I'd be all for that. He'd be great, wouldn't he?
But it's only if Charlie's the mascot, so you got to get him on board.
He can do that.
He's a busy man.
He's busy, but he's
cranking out the Cripes cast.
He's a Wisconsin guy.
He is. He's extremely Wisconsin.
Right. Also from a WMDX, this actually is Mary from Mount Horeb listening on MDX. Let's see. I like Lake Effect and Cream City. Wow, very good, Luke. You're picking the winners there. The second one you can play on words when you're a win and say, we creamed them. No, yours wasn't Cream City. Yours was Fresh Coast.
Sorry. Well, yeah, Lake Effect, though, is the other one that I liked. Yeah. But yeah, the Cream City, referring to bricks, though.
Yes.
Bricks.
Right. Because of the beautiful Cream City brick architecture in Milwaukee.
My favorite Bucks uniform, the Cream City ones that they did. But they discontinued them because they were too close to the court, the color of the court. And
are you serious?
The new, advertisers now, they project some of them on the screen, so they're not actually on the hardwood, but the Cream City uniforms that the Bucks had were too close to that color, so when a player would walk past that projection on the TV, it would instead be projected on their uniform than the hardwood floor, and so the Bucks no longer able, at least, I don't know if that's a fit, that's what I've heard, it's hearsay, right. I don't know if it's for sure why the Cream City uniforms went away, but you can't, the Bucks can't play in them anymore.
Wow.
I don't know.
I did not know that. Inside baseball.
I'm upset
news
about it. I like those jerseys.
They may be back. They can change. They changed the floor color now like it's underwear. I mean, they can, that's easy for them now. So, I mean, you never know.
Final
vote here from Jeff Perry. How about the Van Ordens? The Milwaukee Van Ordens. He's a busy guy now. He's in Israel. Anyway, we've come to that point, the point in the show. And remember, we're back with you on noon, our new time on noon on Monday. Bring your lunch pail. for a Nooner with Todd. We're still working out the details of the show, but it'll be noon, high noon on Monday. Luke, that time of the show, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for, oh gosh, I prepped and then I'm losing it now. I'm very thankful for my wife, who this week we have been playing catch up in our lives, and the fact that she has been very supportive in my catching up, her place of employment, not as whirlwindy when she returned. So therefore, it's been an interesting week, and I'm just very thankful for Kelsey and the stability that she helps provide in the catch up that I've been doing since returning from my absence.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit crazy here at work. We're trying some new things, and that's fantastic, and they'll all get ironed out, I'm sure. I am thankful, Luke mentioned it, turning 54 tomorrow. Thankful for a great friend who I share, not my exact birthday with, but we shared a hospital room together when we were born. I was born on the 21st, rather.
Say what? Now you're lying to me what day your birthday is.
No, 21st. Rob Wheat was born on the 22nd. His mom just passed away here a few weeks ago, so thinking of him, she was a great person. Rosalie Wheat, a nurse herself, helped me a lot, and my mom and my sister growing up. And so thinking of Rob, wishing him a happy birthday, and he'll be turning 54 on Sunday. Thankful for family and friends. We're going to hang out with them a little bit over the weekend as well, and very thankful. I'm going to be taking a moment this weekend to pause and reflect. And I know I've said that before, and I want to give a shout out. I'm not going to give her last name because I'm not authorized, although it's very public knowledge. My property manager here in Madison, Jocelyn, great person, helped me get into the apartment building that I'm at. Took care of the property great, did the social media and other things for the company that owns the building I'm at. She has a husband who they met in high school, got engaged at the state fair, both come from dairy farm families. She has two other children, two boys under the age of 10, pregnant, very happy, had their third boy, and she passed away suddenly due to postpartum infection. At the age of like 35, 36. And it put everything in perspective to me about work. You know, nobody's dying here, Luke. Nobody has to raise a kid who's 1 week old. And so I'm going to take my birthday weekend to think about Jocelyn and her family. And I'm going to be really thankful because at the end, life is wonderful. And sometimes just being thankful for our health and for being alive, that's all that matters. My heart goes out to Jocelyn and her family. And Luke, we get to live this weekend. And here's to you, my friend. Here's your wife. And here's to everyone else. Make that cheers to you and cheers to Jocelyn for a life well lived and to her family. I want to take you out a little bit differently. I'll join you on the other side with Matt Flynn Direct. Keep banging your drum. We're going to go out with Jason Mertz. And remember, just be thankful that we're living and thankful for life. Luke, if you'd be so kind.
Life is wonderful. Ah, la, 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 life goes full circle. Ah, la, 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 life is wonderful. Ah, la, 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 la. It takes a night to make it dawn. It takes a day to make you yawn, brother. And it takes some old to make you young. It takes some cold to know the sun. It takes the one to have the other. And it takes no time to fall in love. But it takes you years to know what love is. And it takes some fears to make you trust. It takes those tears to make it rust. It takes the dust to have it polished, yeah. Ah, la, 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 life is wonderful. Ah, la, 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 life goes full circle. Ah, la, 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 life is wonderful. Ah, la, la, la.
takes some silence to make sense. And it takes a loss before you found me.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.